Hey, I've heard something quite a bit lately, and I don't fucking get it. Like, I don't understand it, and it pisses me off because it's fucking stupid. My name is Chris Johnson, and I run quite a bit. I've talked about it in podcasts. If you follow me on, like, Instagram or Facebook, there's all these fucking hot photos of me dressed up as a goddamn superhero running out there posing for the fucking camera people. When I run, I try to be, like, as fucking streamlined as possible. Like, in the fucking summer, I get the skin-tight superhero shirt on, I got some fucking shorts on, and then that's it. In the wintertime, you got to layer up a little bit, but basically, the lowest amount of layers, well, I'm still keeping my fucking ass warm. There's a couple things that you have to have, though, when you're running. Your fucking keys, so you can get back in your fucking car, or your fucking house, or wherever the fuck. And for me, I need my fucking phone, because I have an app that keeps track of my distances and shit, like a fucking running app that keeps track of that. And I need some fucking music. I can't just be fucking running out there in fucking silence for an hour. I walk around in my own fucking head enough. I need some fucking tunes or something to fucking pass shit by. I fucking love music, and I listen to music when I run. It helps out. There are various pieces of material that can take care of holding those items. You can have like an armband. I think those are shitty. I fucking hate armbands. I think they feel fucking weird. They slip down. I just don't like it. I don't like how that shit feels. So my ex-wife, when we were married, bought me like this fucking running belt. It was like a fucking like elastic band where I could put my fucking phone in and put my fucking keys in. So I used that for a while, and then I got like a bigger phone and it didn't fit in the fucking run belt anymore. So I had to buy like a different kind of belt and just like snaps together in the back. It fits your phone, fucking headphones, keys, and all that shit. And people sometimes, they'll look at the picture, they'll be like, are you wearing a fanny pack? First of all, fanny pack? What are you fucking out of your fucking mind? Like, a fanny pack, like, remember those fucking fanny packs from, like, the fucking 90s? They fucking jut out. They're, like, big fucking things that hold, like, a lot of stuff. Mine is fucking flat. It holds my phone and my fucking keys. And they're like, well, it still looks like a fanny pack. Well, what the fuck? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do with my phone? Am I supposed to tape it to my fucking tits? Am I supposed to shove the keys up my fucking ass when I'm running? I can't fucking hold them. I'm not gonna fucking just like run around holding my keys and my fucking phone. It's fucking idiotic. I'm not gonna put it in my pocket because that shit flops all over the fucking place. You can't fucking do it. So I'm either taping it to my body or holding it, both of which are incredibly fucking dumb. So I wear a fucking belt and I put them in the fucking belt. And I like how that's the big fucking problem with my outfit. I got my hair in fucking two ponytails. I'm wearing a skin tight fucking Batman shirt. That's all well and good. That's fucking normal. It's perfectly fine. That's par for the course for fucking Chris Johnson. But like, what is that around your waist, sir? It fucking stuns me, the amount of curiosity with the fucking belt. And this is not new. I've always been wearing this motherfucking thing. It's like they're just noticing it. And maybe they're checking out my dick and they just look up a little bit. Like, oh, what's he got on there? My latest running belt broke. The fucking zipper ripped off. So I had to get a new one. I'm looking on Amazon for like a fucking new version. And I'm seeing the same dumb bullshit there. I get on and I'm starting to read their fucking reviews. I just gotta figure out like which one's good, which one's shitty. And then like I see this one fucking guy like, man, I used to think that running belts were dorky, but this one feels good. First of all, dorky? What the fuck? What are we, fucking third grade? Like, this is dorky. Like, I'm not out there, like, with fucking glasses on that are fucking taped together with, like, socks up to my fucking knees. You know, pocket protector. What do you mean dorky? Like, I love this fucking notion that people get sometimes. They're like, I don't want to look like a fucking nerd. I understand that. I understand that in a lot of situations. But, like, you're outside, you're running. Who the fuck, like, when they take a look at you, like, running, be like, man, he's using a belt to hold his phone and keys. What a fucking nerd. I shove those keys right up my ass. Because there's no place to put that stuff. There's no fucking place to put it. Before I got a run belt, I used to have to run with a phone in my hand because I'm a fucking idiot. Because I tried to do it in my pockets and it was like flapping around, like hitting me in the fucking balls and shit. So like I was like holding it. And then like it's just like your hand gets sweaty. It's a goddamn nightmare. It's a goddamn nightmare. So they made fucking belts so you didn't have to fucking deal with it. And you know what? If somebody wants to rock a fucking fanny pack, they can rock a fucking fanny pack. I don't give a shit. What do you care? Like, what the fuck do people care what other people are wearing? Unless they're fucking them. What does it matter? Like, I like when people, like nitpick what other people are wearing. They're like, man, that looks terrible. Look at his hair. Look at those glasses. Look at those shoes. What do you give a fuck? Especially if you don't have to fucking hang out with them. And even if you are out with them. Hey, I don't want that stranger to think that I'm with a guy with a fucking fanny pack on. Who gives a shit what that asshole thinks? He's a fucking nobody. He's a fucking zero. You don't even know them. Fanny packs came up at work the other day. I don't know how the fuck it came up. I think we were just talking about like running belts and shit. I think I was just like bitching about this at work. And a couple of the ladies there were like, yeah, you know, I wore a fucking fanny pack from time to time. It's fucking great. And I'm like, really? A fanny pack? One of the supervisors of the king was like, come on. They're like, no, I don't want to wear a fucking purse. And a purse is a fucking bulky, so I fucking wear a fanny pack. Maybe they're coming back. Maybe the fanny packs are coming back. Apparently, some people don't want to call them fanny packs. I call mine a running belt because when you fucking buy a running belt, it's called a fucking running belt. That's what they're fucking called. It's not like a fucking euphemism. Running belt isn't a euphemism for fucking fanny pack. They're two separate things. But apparently there is a euphemism for fanny pack that some people use. Like, he was telling me that this one big motherfucker, this guy was like all like juiced to the gills, big fucking drugger, keep his fucking weed in there, probably keep his roid in there. Roids. Keep his fucking weed in there and his roids in there, or his roid if you're a fucking idiot like me who can't speak. And they're like, bro, why are you rocking that fanny pack? Because I guess it was like big and bright. And he's like, it's a fucking hip sack. What is this, the fucking hangover? It's a satchel. Does Indiana Jones have a hip sack too? Come on. I understand wanting to look good, wanting to look like as hip as possible. I'm not looking like a big fucking like douche, but sometimes we take that shit a little bit too far. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get new podcast episodes. Every single episode's on Podbean. You can get it on the website or the app. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHU. You can get the podcast on Instagram. No, you can't. You can get my pictures on Instagram. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. At maybe 5 minutes, though, on Instagram if you want to see me and some videos and shit. But the podcast is on fucking Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, all that shit. And it's going to be on Facebook, too. I'm going to put the podcast right in the timeline for you. So if you're lazy, you don't want to go to any other sites, you can do it right in Facebook.